Get ready for a transformation.
But in this kingdom, we start growing. We are replacing those carnal thoughts with the word of God. Our minds are renewed to the word of God. At that time, glory, glory, glory. So when we are speaking from knowledge. Or you wake up and say, "Hey, bonga fish and gari." Glory to God! I took it in the dream. I will never take it in life. In the name of Jesus.
Say, "I'll never be poor."
Jesus Christ. Pay attention to everything I'm going to show you.
Another life-changing moment with Apostle Peters.
How many of you, do you study about Jesus? I mean, he intoxicates me a lot. Do you understand? He thrills me. I could just stay studying about him for life. Just studying about it. He said, "But you studied it before." But you see, when you go back studying, you always see something new. His life will just be, you'll just be looking at his life and say, what manner of man is this? You wonder at his mindset. And yet he was a man. He was a man, 100% human. But 100% divine too. That means he felt everything you feel right now. Jesus felt it in his day. He felt tired. He felt like, I don't think I want to pray at all now. But he did not subject himself to his feelings. The Bible says he was tempted at all points. But he did not give in. He was tempted. So you don't have an excuse, do you? No, you don't. Alright, so to command supernatural shift in your life, there are things you must do. Another way to call those things, I call them also laws of shift. The laws of shift. There are some things you must do. If there is any area of your life where you want a change, where you want a shift, there are things you have to do. There are principles. You know, many times, we are the ones, many times, children of God, we deceive ourselves. For some, they don't know what to do actually. But what about those that know what to do? You've been hearing these things again and again and again. But many times, you still would not do them. But yet, these are the very things that will change the course of your life. Change your story. These very things, they've been working for those in the past. They are working for those in the present and those in the future, because the word of God is provable. You can bank on the word. But why would some of us still not do it? But I believe from now you'll do them. You will. See, I'm empowered. I'm engraced. I'm enabled to do them. Let me show you about a man in the scriptures that had some similar. Genesis, book of Genesis. Let's read from the 25th chapter. I just want to show you something there briefly. Verse 21. Okay. And Isaac. Here is where you need to begin to pay attention now. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife. Do you know what this is revealing? He's revealing to us the power of a husband. The lady had been barren for years. Actually about 20 years. And the man did not pray. Until the man decided to pray. Oh God. Do you know the reason why so many women are barren? Because their husband is not doing anything about it. Their husbands are not doing anything about it. There are some things that you run to men of God to help you concerning that you would have taken care of if only you had knowledge and you had the revelation and you know what to do. And because of this, that's why many people have thought that there are some things that a spiritual man cannot take care of until he sees a man of God who is anointed. It is not true. Listen, it depends on your level. There are some things that you cannot take care of. You can't take care of until a higher power, anointing, comes to help you. But that's still based on your level too. There are things, come on, listen to me. If you're going to be like Jesus, if you're going to function like Jesus, are you telling me that there are things that Jesus could not take care of? He would need someone else to lay hands on him to cast out the devil? Are you telling me that? But according to the word of God, we are to be built to his stature. So the only reason why you can't take care of it is because you've not grown yourself to that level. There is a height in Christ where every devil knows that he's subject to you. At that point, you have what is called accurate knowledge, complete knowledge, full knowledge. The Greek word is epignosis, is the highest kind of knowledge in this kingdom. It's revelation knowledge, where not only do you know about the thing, you and what you know, you become one, united. That's the highest kind of knowledge. And that's what the Bible says we should have. When you study that in Ephesians chapter number 4, from the 11th verse into the 14th, he's talking about that kind of knowledge there. The whole body has to come to that knowledge, that higher kind of knowledge. Actually, the highest kind. Okay, by the way, so there's nothing that you cannot take care of. Now, this man, Isaac, was not born again, because it was not possible for anybody to be born again in his day. But yet, he knew how to pray. 20 years, what was he waiting for? But maybe suddenly he just woke up and said, I need to do something. And then, by the way, the Bible says, now Isaac pleaded with the Lord. And Isaac entreated, I prefer the word entreat. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife. Now, the word pleaded could be misleading for a reason, but not today's talk. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived. Oh God. Why are you guys looking like this? This is not a new creation. Let me tell you. When my wife and I were married, we had this 8 months delay before childbirth, because we had had arguments. I said, it will be 1 year before we have a child. She said, no, she wants to have a child. No. I said, no, it will be 1 year after marriage. She said she wants to have a child. So we were on the argument. Let's see. But in the 8 months, somewhere close, oh, I saw that she really wanted it. So I began to feel for her, you know, love. When you watch her, that she's quite broken, and you want her happy. So I said, all right. Then I decided to do what this guy did. And then I entreated the Lord. I spoke to God about it. And while I was praying, Kalabasatabaya. Hiya. You know, I'm excited. When we pray, I'm excited about prayer. Because of what? You know how far prayer has brought me? In the place of prayer is when you get to hear. You know the next thing. You get direction for your life. There's nothing like confusion. If I'm just, something is confusing, is dark to me. Just wait. I need to pray. Just let me be alone. I've mastered it enough to know that if I pray day one and it's not, I say, I will hear it. I will know what is. I will know. Day two, don't worry. Because I've mastered this one. Do you understand? And I was on my knees. Oh, I would never forget it, in that room, that visitor's room. And I was praying. Kayabala Santa Bakaleke Soto. Can I know? I want to see what is going on in the realm of the spirit. I was scanning. You understand? Scanning. Hiya. Say hallelujah. Especially when you pray with tongues, you will just be scanning. Make sure you raise your spiritual antenna when you are doing the praying. Raise it. You want to pick something. Do you understand? Don't be in a hurry. You may pick the wrong thing. Just relax. Just be there on your knees or whatever position, and be praying and be scanning in the realm of the spirits. He's going, wah, 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 wah. You pick it. Say, yeah, that's it. I don't know about today's radio, but in those days, those radios, in those days that FM was not popular. It was AM. I believe it was AM or something. Yeah, the other one. And you are trying to, all of a sudden it will pick it while you're still tuning, and you begin to hear it. Oh, welcome to I'm there now. So you see, I was trying to pick, and I was praying like this, and then I picked it. The Lord spoke and he told me what to do. And when he gave me the instruction, it settled it. It settled it. That month, something happened. And the first child came. Glory to God. All right, you see, that's the important of it. So don't forget that. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived. Next verse. And the children struggled together within her. There is a reason why I brought you here, so make sure you don't miss it. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. Okay, she must have met a prophet or something. Next verse. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. Never you forget that. The elder shall serve the younger. This is the prophecy. It's a prophecy that came before the children were born. The elder shall serve the younger. Next verse now. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb, and the first came out red all over like an hairy garment. And they called his name Esau. Huh? So the one that came out first is the elder, right? But you know, today they say the one that comes out last is the elder. Twisted. They better follow the Bible. All right. And after that came his brother out. It's common sense anyway. The first one that comes to the world, is that not the oldest? Common sense. So Bible is right. And his hand took hold on Esau's heel, the brother that came afterwards, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 60 years, that's 60 years old when she bare them. 60 years old when the wife bare them. And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, and blah blah blah. You can read the story later, but I don't want you to forget this prophecy. God gave this prophecy and said that the elder will serve the younger. The younger is by the name Jacob. A prophecy has been given. Right? Go to the 27th chapter now. I want you to see it. It's God who said this. 27th chapter. And it came to pass when Isaac, that's the father, was old, and his eyes were dim. Let me see how we can skip some things. Go to the 27th verse so that we won't have to read this long story. Because I have something to show you. 27th verse, same chapter. 27th verse. And now, these two boys have grown. And now, the father is about to die. And this is what they did in those days. When a man is about to die, he will bless the children. That's the wisest thing. Release the blessing into their lives. Now, this man is old and is about to... Now, this man is old. And now he's about to depart, and he wants to bless the children now. But you know what happened? According to the Bible, Isaac loved Esau. The Bible says because he eats out of his stuff. So that's why he loves Esau. But the mother loves Jacob. I will leave that story for another day. Listen, mother's love is very strong. If your father loves you, I can tell you the benefit you get. Benefit of money, you get money from time to time. But if your mother does, you may get a destiny. Because she will follow you with her heart in the place of prayer. Not every father has that time. She may follow you with her heart, because her heart will just be over you, blessing you, praying for you, guiding you. All right. So now, Isaac made up his mind. He was going to bless this Esau. So he told Esau, he said, go. You know, the Bible says he was a cunning hunter. Yeah. So he said, go and get me one of those your stuff that you kill from the farm. Bring them and then prepare them and bring them to me. Those ones you get from the forest. And so that guy. But while that guy was being given the instruction, the mother heard about it and said, what? No. You know why? Because the mother understood the prophecy. The prophecy said that Esau is supposed to serve Jacob. So the mother said, no, this man is trying to double cross. But because the father too is such a man that is insensitive because of bribe. So you see why when you are very rich, when you have money in your family, it doesn't matter the position you are in. When you say, daddy, let it wait. It will have to wait until you return. It doesn't matter that your guy has a firstborn that is talking. And say, no. We must have this. Shut up. If we should have the meeting, how much will you contribute? I will never be poor in my life. That's why you need to forget it. Don't be so stupid. Don't think like this. You know, I'm not the first child. So, no! Don't think like that. Never. Especially, you can't be hearing this kind of message. And then you say, let me just leave the blessing for the first child. Ah! No. Okay. And so now, he wants to bless him. He wants to bless Esau. But now the mother double-crossed, spoke to Jacob and said, you, run. Go to the backyard. Bring one of those kids. I will help you prepare them just like your daddy will like it. And then you go and give. Ah, the son said, that's dangerous, man. What if daddy finds out? I'm not hairy. The mother said, don't worry. We'll cover your body. Now, the mother is trying to help God fulfill the prophecy. You get it? Okay. The daddy has become insensitive. The blessing is supposed to go to Jacob. But now, because daddy is insensitive, daddy likes this other one, so he wants to give the blessing to Jacob. He said, well, that's the first child, so he wants to give the blessing to Esau. But thank God, those people too, they double-crossed. All right, now. So now, let's look at this. Now, Jacob has come with the food prepared, and now, and he came near to Isaac and kissed him. Isaac said, come, if you are my true son, because the voice is sounding like that of Jacob. He said, I am the one. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him. Ah! If you miss me here now, go and take a pillow. And smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed. He thought this was Esau. Esau was always in the farm. Didn't have his bath regularly. Okay. So if he came near, you always perceive that smell of the bath. So he said, this is my son. Next verse now. Watch. Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth. You remember I taught you about this? These are powerful blessings released from a father. And plenty of corn and wine. That's wealth. You know what he's doing? You know what this man thought that he was doing it to Esau? Because he loved Esau so much. He wanted to give him wealth. Listen, how are great men raised? They are raised through words. If you want to attain the position of greatness, it will be by words. Let anointed words roll into your life. Nothing will be able to stop you. That's the importance of having a pastor. That's the importance of somebody that can pronounce blessings into your life. Why the blessings are coming? At the moment, you may not see it, but it's like a rain that is gathering, the cloud that is gathering. The Bible says, though the cloud be full of rain, they will empty themselves. Those blessings are gathering in your cloud. You come today, blessings are released. You come tomorrow, blessings are released. They are gathering into your life. When the time comes, you step into them. Ah! Look at what this man is doing. He understood the power of words. Now he's going to bless this guy and make this guy great by words. What if those people did not double cross him? He was going to take the blessing that should have come to Jacob and give it to Esau. No, let's read on. Next verse now. These are powerful blessings. Let the people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over your brethren. Don't you get it? He wants to put the other guy to under him. And let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Ha! This blessing is for somebody in the name of Jesus. Say this, say I receive it. These are powerful blessings coming from a dying father. This anointed Isaac. God said, I will be known like this forever. The God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob. So you need to understand the place this guy holds. He's the carrier of the blessing of Abraham. Do you understand? He's the one right after Abraham. He's the seed of Abraham. So he's going to give the blessing. He wants to transfer the blessing, and he chose to transfer it to Esau, not knowing he was giving it to Jacob. Watch this. You see, when we are releasing blessings, pronouncing blessings to your life, and some of you are just taking it for granted, it's like another word, and somebody is even yawning. Amen. Powerful words are coming out. In the meeting, the man of God is pronouncing these blessings. You say, amen. Amen. You are even looking around. You see, it's because you don't understand spiritual things. You think it's part of the things that they do in church. I mean, after we pray sermon, the pastor will now pray for us. No! Hear me. There are times that you just shut every door and be by yourself. You are taking care of something. It might be 2 days. It might be 3 days, based on whatever instruction the Spirit has given you. It might be 1 week. You're dealing with something. I remember as a student, many, many times, I would just be indoors. During the holiday period, I would be indoors. Others would be outside, gisting. We had the common room. They would be there in the common room, gisting, saying all sorts of nasty things. But not me. I would always shut myself in. The time they got to see me is maybe when I came outside. Maybe I wanted to break my fast. I needed to come and prepare food. And we used the same kitchen. Those were periods that they got to see me. Outside that, I will always be indoor. What? Praying about my future. Because of the kind of family I came from, the kind of home. I knew if I should just stay still. Hey, poverty. I knew it. And so I was upset in my spirit to go in that same direction. I'm talking about when you people gathered. I'm just telling you where I came from. When they gathered for party, you just felt like, oh God. But then I made up my mind. This is not going to limit me. I'm going to separate myself and be my best for the Lord. Be my best. Maybe God has called you to be a minister in music. Or maybe God has called you. God may even call you into the business world. There are those who God has called into the business world. Maybe into politics. Whatever God has called you into, you can be your best. Like something that the world has never seen before. Do you understand? A version that has never existed until you came. And that's what I've made up my mind to be. A version of the man of God that has never existed before until I showed up. No, we are still working. I'm still working on myself. Say hallelujah. What is that point? What's the point I gave you? Prevailing with God. That's when you are able to pray and change things in your life. When you prevail with God, you'll be able to prevail with man. Okay, let me round off with this second one. The next one, I'll continue next week. Faith. Faith. Without faith, you cannot step into. Hey. Without faith. You will be seeing prophecies like this close to your nose, but you can't enter without faith. Faith is like that money that you use to go and purchase something in the market. The higher the money you have, the greater what you can purchase. That's faith. It doesn't matter your age, your stature, whether you're slender or fat, tall or short. If you have your money, you can get anything your money can get. They're not going to say, No. We're not giving this to you. You're just 20 years old. You want to get this whole car? No. As long as you have your money and you are able to give them, you get it. That's how it is in the realm of the spirit. It doesn't matter your level. Once your faith is available, you can get anything. That's faith. And how do you get that faith? The Bible says, faith cometh by hearing. That's why those of you that listen to the word of God more and more here, your faith has grown. And because I want my faith to grow too, as you're looking at me, I'm still listening, loading myself, staying with the Bible. I will just be there meditating and meditating so I can build my faith stronger. So that what it took me 2 days to achieve yesterday in the realm of the spirit, today, one day is enough. With faith, you can shift anything in your life. No, I don't like where this thing is. I want to shift it. You shift it with faith. Hey, Hebrews chapter number 11. Reading from verse 1. How bomb of faith. Hebrews chapter number 11. From the first verse. Cannot be stopped. Oh, Rata Seketo. Do you pray in the Holy Ghost? Pray in the Holy Ghost now. Pray in the Spirit now. My faith is working. Thank you, Lord. All other gods, they are the works of man. You are the Holy One. There is none. Listen, that period that you're praying and you shut yourself in, a lot will be revealed to you. Don't miss them. It might just be something that needs to be adjusted in your life. Make sure you write it down and you follow that instruction. I've been working in this secular job. But I was not just... I just had this restlessness. What is the matter with me? I'm enjoying what I'm doing. I'm making money. I'm enjoying what I'm doing. I love it. But what is the matter? Something is missing. It's feeling like when you're washing your foot or your feet with your socks on, something is not feeling right. What is the matter? I need to pray. So I gave myself to prayer. Shut myself in that my small room that I rented as a bachelor. Shut the windows. The devil said, you want to kill yourself with it? I said, it's none of your business. Shut the door so that nobody will come saying, you know, you're disturbing us. No. And I was there praying. What is the matter? I'm praying about my life. I think it's time to move. I think God wants to give me an instruction. I think there's a new direction for my life. I was just there praying and praying and praying and praying and praying. And then, if I needed to get something in the evening, I just come out, go out, get what I wanted to get back in. Session of prayers continue. I was doing this for days. Just there praying and praying and praying and praying. You know, God will give you a kalabasatabaya. Listen, you are your own limitation. Nobody can limit you. Nothing. Do you know the way God has made it? He has made us such that in our world, we can conveniently dominate. Don't you understand? We are the offspring of God. We are his children with his very likeness, with his nature. And how does God act? God is in charge. Nothing moves him. That's the reason we are building ourselves in the world. The more of the world you have in you, the more of God you become like. That's the reason for the word of God. God is not happy when his children are running up and down, running for help, running, man of God, lay hands on me. Woman of God, prophesy to me. No. When you are still growing, that's still good. But you can't continue like this forever. You have to get to a place where you are in charge. Did you ever study the Bible? Do you study the Bible? Do you know what is there? Many times when I'm teaching like this, I wish, because you see, maybe you think, we're coming to church, we're coming to church to, it's another time to preach. That's not what I'm doing. I'm showing you about Christ, God, and you. That's what I'm showing you from the word of God. So that you will not be a victim in life. Listen, if you don't get to this place of authority and power, this world, the way they will kick you, although you are a Christian, but your life, it will be a life of victim, being a victim, looking for help, begging to God, please, you know. But that's not God's plan for us. That's why you need to grow in the word of God. Listen, I will never forget it. One day, after I was done with this series of prayer, not done, in between, really, I had to go to church on Sunday because it entered into a Sunday. That did not stop me from going to church, of course. I went to church. As I was coming back from church, it started raining. I was under one shop. The shop was, Sundays, they don't come. So I was just under the shade there, waiting for the rain to stop. Right there, I was praying. You think this guy is a madman? I was right there praying. It's like somebody that wants to give birth. Do you understand? This baby has to come out. So I was there praying. There's something about my life. I need it. I think a direction is coming. I think I can't continue like this. I just suddenly got irritated. Prophecy came and said, this is a man of God. You will touch this, you will touch that. But now see me, secular job. And I've been doing this for years now. I'm just like, wait, if I continue like this, how will you touch lives? Thank God I've been touching the student I was teaching. But after I prayed and prayed and prayed, the first thing, instruction, the Lord spoke to me about my wife. That's the first instruction. He said, so and so is your wife. Of course, I argued. But I knew it couldn't be from my head. Not that kind of prayer. This so and so, for a long period of time, we've not even contacted each other. So do I still even have her number, phone number? I need to go and look for the phone number. Is that still the number she'll be using? Okay, that's on the one side. Then he started giving me next instruction. So from Lagos, you move to Ife, blah, blah, blah. All those instructions, my goodness. When you hear God, you will know that you've heard him. You will not deceive yourself. You will know. You will know. You will know. Instead of you just staying. Listen, if you don't let Ishmael go, your Isaac will never come. Abraham held on to Ishmael. God said Ishmael must go if Isaac will come. And what is Isaac? Laughter. That's the son of the promise. But Abraham thought it's Ishmael. God said it's not Ishmael. I told you about a Isaac. You think, no, it's not Ishmael. You're thinking of Ishmael. No, it's Isaac. At the time, Isaac had not showed up. So there are times that you hold on to something and God said, let it go. I want to put something else in your hand. Let it go. Let it go. You must let it go. Oh, it may look painful. Then Isaac will come. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I hope you begin to do this in your life. Yes, sir. It will change everything. All those business that you are struggling to spread, it doesn't cost any. Just pray like this about this business and say, Father, enough is enough. This thing has to spread. There might even be someone here. Maybe the Lord has told you that your next move is to be abroad, but you are struggling. It's not, the door is not opening. You are going. While you are still struggling, you met another person, a prophet. He says, the Lord said to tell you, you'll be abroad. Hey, man, you're happy again. Hey, the Lord, you see, the Lord has said it again. He has said it again. What is not happening? But while you are trying to work it, struggling, the door is not opening. God will keep telling you what he's saying. You will be up. You may even sleep and see yourself among the wise. He will keep telling you what he's saying. But listen, there is an adversary somewhere fighting this prophecy. So what should I do? Should I run to a prophet? No! That's why I'm telling you what to do. The power is on the inside. Pray about it. Bow your knees and begin to pray. Begin to shift things in the realm of the spirit. You are shifting things. You take those very prophecies that I've been giving you, bring them and war a good warfare with them. Listen, don't give up. Don't give up. In this kingdom, we don't give up. We don't give in. To give up means you have surrendered yourself to fail. No, don't fail. Say, I'm going to see to the head. I want to come out and share testimony. And my testimony is going to be this. I did it by the power of the Holy Ghost. All right, now. Let me show you this. I said we are rounding off with this. The second one is faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I will not be able to explain all of this, all right? Because of time. So I'll rush. Maybe next week we'll talk more on this. For by it, by what? By faith, the elders obtained a good report. You can obtain a good report by faith. Next verse. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So when that young man is saying, watch out, I'm coming. The day will come that president will consult me before they make decisions. And you're there, a kind of man, you can't understand. You're looking at, no, I like this guy. He likes making himself happy. He likes making himself. No, because he doesn't look like it now. He knows what he's saying. He's a man of faith. Next verse. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Do you know it takes faith to give? Do you know that? It takes faith to sow seeds. Maybe concerning the business, concerning whatever you're sowing the seed. This is your next level. It takes faith. By faith, you can offer a more excellent sacrifice. Watch this. By which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testifying of his gift. Oh, glory to God. Some of you are entering that level. You will so give. God will be testifying of your gifts. Woo, glory. No, listen. Didn't you remember Solomon? He gave. God testified of his gift. I mean, the guy slaughtered. It had never happened before. 1,000 burnt offering. The guy was just killing them. They just kept killing. It had never happened. God had never received this kind of aroma coming up. While they were killing, one is coming. Just saying, who is doing that? Another one. The whole of heaven was filled with angels got disturbed. What is going on down there? What are they doing there? Solo. Bombarded heaven. And you know what? God had no choice than to show up in that guy's room. God showed up in his room and visited him and said, Solo, what do you want? God testified of his gift. It was so important. God, it was written in the scripture so we can know. And you know what? God gave the guy a blank check. Tell me anything you want. And that guy said, I want wisdom. God said, with this kind of sacrifice, wisdom is too small. I will give you more than wisdom. God said, I will give you wisdom, I will give you wealth, I will give you influence, I will give you everything. And the Bible shows that, maybe we should leave that for another day. If I want to talk about Solomon, I will not continue. Because you will see the hand of God in a man's life. How God can lift a man from nothing. The Bible says he lifts the poor out of the dust, the beggar from the dunghill, to sit them with princes. That's my life in the name of Jesus Christ. That's my life. That's my life. That's my life. Let's read this. By which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by he being dead, yet speaketh. Next verse. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Can you see this one? Big revelation. If I say it, some of you may just fall off your seats. But I won't talk about this revelation today. Glory. And was not found. Because God had translated it. Because this guy has two heads, right? God, because of faith, Enoch decided not to see death. I feel like leaving all of you and just going. The Lord will open your spirit. Hey, you know, when I'm studying in the middle of the night, especially along this line, things like this, I just sit there. I say, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to taste of death. In the mighty name of Jesus. That's how I talk. Words that are released at that period, in the middle of the night, when everywhere is quiet, you are releasing such words. In this kingdom, we don't die out like chicken. We don't die like candle. I'm full of life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By myself, angel of death, you have no power over me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. If all of us Christians, we have this knowledge, think of what this world will be like. It will be, they will not be able to be comparing you with somebody who is not born again. No. If they are comparing you and say, are you a Christian? Shame on you. Okay. Why should they be asking? They are supposed to know. You mean you go to church? They are saying that to you. You mean you go to church? Where do you say you are going? You are going to church. You go to church. Shame on you. They ought to know from your words, from the way you live. Don't you understand? They ought to know you are different. You are different in your mindset, in your thinking. This country is bad for all of us. We don't even know how we end up. And you are there. You ought to say, excuse me, minus me. That will get his attention. Eh? What did he just say? He said, minus me. Why? I'm a joint heir with Christ. Glory to God. next verse. glory. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith. It takes faith. It takes faith to believe those prophecies. It takes faith. You've not seen them. You don't even, it doesn't even look like it. You don't even look like it. You still got it you have in the house, but the prophecies are coming. I said the day will come that you will feed many. It takes faith. It takes faith. And you're not going to give up your faith. You're not going to give up your faith. How does faith act? Faith acts this way. You believe and you say. Listen, it is not faith if you cannot say. You know what that is called? It's called believing. There's a difference between believing and faith. I want to say that again. There's a difference between believing and faith. Believing will go some way. Faith will take you all the way. This is believing. Believing means that I heard it and I'm convinced in my heart about it. That's believing. Faith is I heard it, I'm convinced in my heart, I'm going to say it and act like that. That's faith. Faith comes with a corresponding action. Faith means that you have received it. And listen, what you have received, you have received. Don't you get it? If I told you I'm going to give you this phone, and then I've not given it to you, I said I'm going to give you this phone, and in your heart you're believing I will get the phone, I'll get the phone, he will give me the phone, I'll get the phone. What if you're believing that in your heart and say, ah, thank God I'll get the phone? That's believing. But if you now begin to act like it, you quickly went to go and get SIM card. They say, ah, okay, why are you getting SIM card? You say, I have a phone. That one is what? Faith. Faith comes with a corresponding action. That's faith. In this kingdom, when God says something, you not only believe it, you act it, you say it and act it. God says you are healthy. You not only believe you are healthy, you act that way. I'm healthy and strong. And then you live like that. You begin to do things. That's the reason why many people get confused on the bed. They say, ah! When they wake up in the morning and they begin to feel feverish. It's the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The guy believes, he said, I cannot be sick. I cannot be sick. But he's still lying down there. No corresponding action. Where you are, you have to say, all right now, according to the word of God, my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So you talk to that body and say, in the name of Jesus' body, the Holy Spirit dwells here. And so sickness, I command you to leave my body. Now in the name of Jesus, be gone! After you say that, what next? I tell you, come out of bed and begin to act like somebody who is never sick. In the course of it, that sickness will fly out the window. That's what the Bible, I can't show you all this today for time. That's what the Bible says when it says anybody that will believe in his heart, that whatsoever he says will come to pass. He says he will have whatsoever he says. He will believe and act first. That's faith. That's faith. I was coming to minister one time. That should be somewhere. Months, many months ago, somewhere. And then I had cold, and there's a special program coming up. You know what the devil will be whispering? You better stay back, send somebody to handle it, tell your wife to handle it, don't worry, your anointing will go with her. All of those things. I said, what? That's not even going to happen. The reason for the cold is even because I used to treat it lightly. You know, sometimes you can use your faith for big things and small things you ignore. Like when you have catarrh, it's like, is it what I will now be using? Nonsense. But God taught me not to overlook. And since then, I stopped it. And you know, all the time I was feeling cold, this cold, I said, it's nothing. And then I thought, one moment, does it mean I'm going to go and minister to these people? I'm doing, brothers and sisters. I said, what? Kalabaya. Let me tell you what I did. I put my hand around my body and I began to pray in the Holy Ghost. I started praying. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. My body generated power. I felt the anointing. Now listen, this is not the anointing to minister. This is your own. As a Christian, every Christian has his own. So I felt it. My whole body, I felt it. I felt the power of God. Boy, did the thing go? No. In fact, after I was done, I needed more handkerchief now to blow. No, I'm telling you. So that you won't say, you know, apostle said, you say it is, you just go, no. Relax. While you're doing all of that, one thing you must have in focus, it will go. You make up your mind, no, I'm not going to give in. It will go. While you're doing what you're doing, don't doubt. You just don't doubt. Don't say, let me just use scoop and buy the drug and keep it in case if it doesn't out. Now, don't doubt. Listen, don't have options. Make up your mind, this thing will go. And that's what I'm working on now, for it to go. And so, day one, no, the same thing. All through that day, the same thing. The following day, let me tell you, just when I was about to go take my bath so I could come for the program, when I just entered my room, I say, you mean this thing is still there? Hey! That moment, you know, I already piled up power. All that time I've been praying. I shout and I say, you get out in the name of Jesus! When I said that, it was as though they touched me with a warm something. Pam! And all over my body, I felt warm. Right there, it dried up. Hear me. It dried up. I went into the bathroom, used cold water, and came out and told the driver to have the AC on. That was how I came for the meeting. And all through, when I came, you couldn't even know, because it dried up. And it has never come back, and will never come back in the name of Jesus. I'm just trying to tell you, practicalizing it in my own life. Several other things. Malaria. How many times have I dealt with malaria? You know, when those symptoms want to start coming, you already know them. Don't let them stay. Deal with them. Listen, sickness have always come to kill. Either this one, or the one after, or the one later. But it may not be this one. But the reason for sickness, listen, sickness is incipient death. So don't give it place. I say, it doesn't matter how we're not human beings. All of us can be sick. I carry the Holy Ghost. I have the life of God in me. I have the life of God in me. No! Don't say, even if I don't kill this one, at least I say, please, oh God, help me get that drug. You get the drug that after you are now healed, you now come out. Now, everybody, let's begin to pray. Our God is good. Shakala, ba, 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 ba. The word of God, we don't use the word of God deceitfully. It will be an insult. Have you ever had a running stomach? That one is very bad, though. One day I will tell you how I deal with it. It's very bad when you have running stomach and your stomach is you stop and say no. This thing I'm telling you, the Lord is my witness. I'm telling you what I do, and God is no respecter of persons. The same word of God that I'm teaching, the way I'm teaching you, is the same way I put it to work. Do you know that this message I preach here, all these messages, I listen to them myself and they bless me. And I learned a lot from them, because there is a special anointing we minister with when we are ministering like this. And so many times I listen to them, and sometimes I don't get to finish listening before I start praying with tongues, because I'm already charged. So don't, if only running stomach can be making you run up and down and it's messing you up like this, as big as you are. You're running, you're back again. You see, as big as you are, all the Holy Ghost on the inside. Listen, I know you're still growing your faith, but start putting it to work small. At least, you can't continue living your life like this. You think about it, you start having children now, and then you have running stomach, and your children are saying, what are you going to explain to them? You now teach them normally. You say it's called running stomach. And so daddy, we thought daddy is the boss in the house. We thought daddy is the pastor. Daddy is their place, running stomach. You see, the children, they watch you, how the devil mess up your life. You now be teaching them, Jesus is greater than devil. You now say, what's making you have running stomach? It's not Satan. I will never be defeated in my life. In the name of Jesus. Say, I will never be defeated. Stand to your feet now. Stand to your feet now. Kaya balaba seto hura balaba shadra talaba setere. You know what I want you to do? You're going to pray with your mouth. I want you to pray. I want you to pray. Listen. I don't know. Do you have a focus? Do you have something you want to change? Or you want it to move? You want to move to a better level in something? Hey. You better move. You can see the way things are going everywhere. You better move. Especially in your finances. If there is anything now, any area you want to move now, it's time to deal with it. Use the name that is above every other name. It's called the name of Jesus. Use that name now. Use the name of Jesus now. And command that change. Go ahead and pray right now. Open your mouth now and pray in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth now and pray in the name of Jesus. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available.
This message was produced by Supernatural Kingdom Church. To get more of our messages, call 0816-0114-389. Thank you and God bless you.